How about that, Brad and John, KISM? That is Tom Petty live. Pack up the plantation. You like Tom Petty? You like the live music from Tom Petty? Of course, we can't see Tom live anymore.
Nope, you got to have the next best thing.
But you got Petty or Not out there. They do a great job covering Tom Petty and Fleetwood Mac as well. And Ferndale, did you hear? You are having a stadium rock concert. I think this is unprecedented for Ferndale. Why are they doing this? Why are they having the crazy rock and roll in Ferndale coming up here in just a couple of weeks? Well, we have the superintendent of schools, Ferndale, on the telephone with us, Christy Dominguez. Christy?
Hello, how are you? Yes.
Have you ever had a stadium rock and roll concert in your town?
Well, so I'm new. This is my second year here, but I understand, no, we have not.
In your two-year history, it has never happened.
My two-year history, it's the first one.
We've been out.
I will say, our stadium just opened, so it is new for the stadium as well.
It's time to christen that thing.
Well, I think I was in that. I thought I was in that stadium last fall for a football game.
Oh, I bet you were. Football games are a little bit like a rock concert when you go to them.
It is a nice stadium.
When I was there last fall,
it didn't look like all the buildings were open or completed or are they all? Is everything done now?
Everything's completely open, and if you want to see the new school, May 30th, we have our ribbon cutting. We'll have an open house, so you can come check it out. It's a phenomenal space. We talk about schools are the hub of a community, and that high school truly is.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool, the school. So go check out the open house. But the concert, why are we doing a concert? We like Petty or Not. We like the music they do, but why are we doing this at Ferndale and at the football stadium?
So actually, it's not a Ferndale School District event. It's a Ferndale Public Schools Foundation event. And so our foundation, which started last year, is going to be hosting this event to raise funds that directly go back to the students in our community. Their whole mission is to remove financial barriers so students can soar, and so they'll be using these funds to support students in a lot of different ways. They're an absolutely amazing organization.
Rock the Nest Fest, May 18th, Ferndale High School. It's going on. They're doing the street festival from 4 to 7, the concert at 7:30, as you said, with Petty or Not. Food, fun, friends, family, and Ferndale.
Yes, a family event. Yes, come on out. And just know that every part of it is about building community, supporting students, getting together. You know, we have a slogan out here, one team, one town. And I think this event really capitalizes on that.
Well, let's go back to what you were just talking about there a few moments ago. So this is for, again, not just the high school, but all the students, correct?
In
Ferndale. And this is to, the money goes to who? Give me an example of someone who would benefit from the ticket sales from this event.
Yeah, that's a great question. We are fortunate enough to have a foundation that's able to support students from all the way from early learning all the way to our students who are up through 21. So it might go to scholarships. It can go to athletic gear. If a student wants to play a sport and they can't afford the athletic gear, the foundation would support them in that. We have students who are busy trying to get jobs, but they need an interview outfit. The foundation might help them with that. Supply fees for teachers who are teaching more than one after-school program, or for students who want to participate in after-school programs. We also, you know, we're looking upon graduation, so it supports extra grad caps and gowns, physicals. You know, there are a lot of costs to being a student for students and families. And so really the foundation is focusing on mitigating those fees. So it's not about who can pay for it and who can't. It's just you want to participate, the foundation is going to make sure they find a way.
Awesome.
Another piece is, you know, getting up in the morning. We all take for granted what it takes to get up in the morning. Well, you need to have an alarm clock. They've been known to buy alarm clocks. Last week we had the Chess Quinn Club, which supports our Native American students, are doing some sewing projects. They need sewing machines. They made sure they have two new sewing machines. students who want to participate in band, but they can't keep up with the upkeep of the instruments. They're taking care of that. So whatever the situation is, a staff member can reach out, a student can reach out and say, could I get some help? And the foundation shows up by saying yes.
That's great. All the info, everything that we've touched on, and maybe even a couple things that you may still have questions about can be found at KISM.com. And right on the front page, on the left-hand side as you're looking at it, you'll see concerts, and you'll see the Rolling Stones and all that stuff. And then right underneath that is Rock the Nest Fest at Ferndale High School, and that has all the details.
That is Saturday, May 18th. So not this Saturday, but the following Saturday at Ferndale High, the new football stadium there. Hey, that's great, Christy. And as Brad said, go to KISM.com and get more info, ticket info, and all that. So good job with this. We need.
Thank you.
Let's sell out this stadium.
Yes, and I'll be there. I'm ready to celebrate a bit.
All right. Thank you. Christy Dominguez, the Ferndale superintendent.
That just looks great on the Petty or Not, page. Play Ferndale Stadium or something like that.
Sold out a stadium in Ferndale. Yeah. That's what we did. Yeah.